Good morning. This is Pastor Todd. Thank you for tuning in to the Gathering Place podcast. This week, a guest speaker is going to bring a special message for the church. Here is this week's special message.
So, as I prayed today, what the Lord wanted us to, what He wanted me to speak about, I felt like the Lord was saying, I'm teaching you who you are, so speak on who are you. And so today we're going to look at who are us, who are we. I listed a uniform, a crown, a flag, a bowl, and I added a Bible cover after I prepared, a lip, a lantern, little people, and a cross. So you may be thinking, what do these things listed here relate to who are you? I am a visual and object learner. So if I see an object, I'm more likely to remember what I'm learning or praying for. For instance, every time I see a train, I remember to pray for Jeremy Seaver and now Katie and Ripley. And every time I see licorice, I pray for Byron. Why? Because there are stories behind these. Jeremy, at one point, was in a more restricted area, and I got a verse for him. So I tried to disguise it by saying, your friend wants you to get on this train at this time, but he wants to make sure you know he will be in the back half of the train. Well, I gave him either the wrong book of the Bible or the wrong reference, and it was not at all what I had for him. And it was, I can't remember the specific verse, but it was about Jesus saying, depart from me, Satan, or Satan entered him. I can't remember which one, but definitely not an encouraging verse. We had a good laugh when I saw him next. And so now, and I also was getting stopped by trains a lot because of where I lived. So now, every time I see a train, I pray for Jeremy and his family. So why licorice and Byron? Jonathan had invited the group to Voice of Apostles the first year he was at his school. His parents, Nancy and Byron, and myself were the only ones that could go that year. And so we met at the airport, and it was very early in the morning, but Byron was his joyous self, and he flashed open his jacket, and it was full of Twizzlers. So my hope is that the objects I listed above will help you remember and clearly remember who are you as we look at 1 Peter 2:9 through 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So the first object I have is a uniform. And this was gracious enough from Catherine, her CNA, nurse's uniform. So as I thought about this, God specifically started to minister his healing over me because about being a chosen people. A uniform and his healing over me and a hurt I had. Never being picked and always being rejected. You see, as a kid, I was clumsy. I had a speech impairment. I was very poor, and I lived in the country. On top of it, I was extremely shy. all things that made me a good target of being made fun of. For speeds and PE teams, I was always the last one to be picked because I couldn't hit or kick the ball. I got mocked for my R's and L's, and I only had two outfits per year of school, so they were cleaned every night, but we rotated them over and over again. Kids can be harsh. And living in the country meant I didn't make friends because the closest girl remotely to my age was over 10 miles away, and I couldn't have anyone to go over or go to play with. It was just too far, and we just didn't have the money for gas in our house. Or our house was too old and falling apart, so they couldn't come over. So even today, I have to fight the thoughts I'm not good enough, worthy enough, and I don't matter to others. The thoughts that if I was more this or that, or why am I made this way? If I wasn't made like this, I could have, and fill in the blank. For me, it's more lasting friendships, because if I was more outgoing, then I would get more friends. Or a different career that I love, because if I valued myself, I wouldn't be working all these hours. Or more fun, because I'm pretty serious a lot of times. I'm getting better at having fun. Or like a lot of singles, if I was more likable or lovable a husband. So why am I using a uniform? A uniform means that you have been picked to be on a specific team. It says you belong to either a sports team, an employer, or a service group. The coach, the owner, or the leader has chose you. It gives you an identity. What does God say? God says, I pick you. You are on my team. I chose you. I give you an identity. He longs for us to become more like him. So over the last few months, I am getting freer and freer from all the things I listed before, and from the rejection and not being picked, because I realize I am chosen. Acts 10:34-35. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show his favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. And then next, Deuteronomy 7:7-9. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples, but it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. The Lord does not have favorites. If you come to him, he accepts you. He chose you not because of anything you have done, but just because he loves you and is faithful to you. So the next object lesson is a crown. You are a royal priesthood. This represents you are a royal priesthood. So as I thought about it, I thought, what does it mean to be royal? In medieval days, the king's main duties were to defend his realm, maintain the law, and to do justice in order to make sure the laws were being followed. this king sent out commissions or orders for his servants. It means that you have all authority in the land to carry out justice and the laws of the land. Many times to defend their realm, they had to make alliances. It's all about the relationship they were making with other kings and with their servants. And then I thought, what does a priest do? They were to be set apart. They were to go before God to offer a sacrifice for the sins of the people. They were to intercede before God on the people's behalf to hear from the Lord. They were to host God's presence. They were to know the scripture. So Hebrews 10:19-25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through this curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So we are in the same way, are supposed to be royal and priest. What we are to defend the Lord's realm, we are to maintain his laws, and we are to do justice. It also means that you have all authority to make decrees that defends his people and Christianity, to maintain his laws and for justice in times of justice, and he is faithful to carry out those decrees. In order to defend the realm, you have to make alliances and you have to make friendships, because this kingdom is all about relationship. You as a priest need to be set apart. You as a priest need to go before God to offer repentance for your own sin, but also the sins of the world. You as a priest need to intercede before God on other Christians' behalf to hear from the Lord for them, but also non-Christians to intercede for the Lord to draw them to himself. You as a priest are to host God's presence. You are, as a priest, is to know his scripture. So the next object that I thought of was a flag. You can go. So this is the Christian flag, but this is the flag of the United States. You are called to be a holy nation. You are a holy nation. Merriam-Webster's definition of holy is exalted or worthy of complete devotion as one perfect in goodness and righteousness, divine, devoted entirely to the deity or the work of the deity. A nation is a large body of people united by common descent, history, culture, or language, inhabiting a particular country or territory. Ephesians 4:2-6. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So what does it mean to be holy? It means that you are to be set apart and devote yourself for the Lord's goodness and righteousness. How do we do this? We do this by being humble and gentle, patient, bearing one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Why? Because we are united as a nation under God to be one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, to have one baptism, and He's one God and Father over all of us. So I have two objects now for you are God's special possession. These two things are some of my most special possessions. The bowl in itself, you may say, oh, it's just a Bible cover or a bowl. But why is it my special possessions? It's not the objects themselves, but it's who, and how I got these objects. And what they represent to me, and who gave them to me. It's all about the relationship with the ones I had with who gave these to me. Every time I use them, it reminds me of God's truth that I was special. You see, the bowl was given to me by my grandma Shirley. She taught me how to bake many things in the bowl. Cookies, cakes, pies, brownies. The Bible cover was given to me by my grandma Miller, right before she passed. It's not about these items in themselves or all the good things we made to eat, but it's all about the relationship I had with them. It's about the time my grandma Shirley spent with me many Saturdays to show me that someone cared about me enough to spend time with me. She was interested in who I was, what I liked to do, and I liked to bake. I like to mix the ingredients and see what creation would come out. Sometimes the brownies didn't turn out, but that didn't matter. And she had patience with me, even when a lot of flour ended up on the floor most of the time. The Bible cover reminds me that it's not too late for anyone to come to know Christ. Can take even the hardest of hearts to Him and make them want to sacrifice for others' believers. My grandma didn't come to know Christ. Miller didn't come to know Christ till a few months before she passed. Her hands were crippled by arthritis, and yet she did something she loved, and that was to crochet, to let her granddaughter know that she knew that I believed. My aunt told me that she intentionally chose the dove on the front to remind me of God's peace in everything. Deuteronomy 7:6. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be His people, His treasured possession. Luke 12:6-7. Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You're worth more than sparrows. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us today. We are God's special and treasured possession. He values us. He creates us each uniquely, takes our messes, and is patient with us as we are washed clean by him. And the messes are turned to something beautiful. It's not about what we do, but it's all about what he desires for us, and that is to be in relationship with him. A lip. You are people that is to declare the praises of him. Oh, it fell on the floor. Sorry. Okay. So, so my lips are very small, so I didn't want to keep pointing to my own lip. So, nor did I want a picture of all the, of my lips, because they're just very small, put it that way. you would get mostly chin if I did mine. So Psalm 51, 14 through 15. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. You who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. This was when David was confronted by the prophet and Nathan about his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah. Because of his sin, he committed adultery, he murdered, and as a consequence, he lost his son. It was probably some of the darkest times of David's life, and yet he was declaring the praises of God, his Savior. So no matter what is happening in our lives, even in our darkest times, we are called to declare his praises. So, the next is a lantern. I hope you guys understand that I'm very visual, so I hope these little objects are helping you. You are called out of darkness into his wonderful light. John 15 through 19. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. He has called us out of the darkness and the sins of the world and of our past. How do we walk in the light? We walk in the light by being holy, clothing ourselves with love, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience for all. We walk in the light by knowing our identity, that we are dearly loved, God's chosen people. When we know this, the darkness doesn't become enticing, and we are able to overcome it. So, you were not a people, but you are the people of God. So, these fun toys I used to represent that once you were not a people, but you are the people of God. Hebrews 2:11. Both the one who makes people holy and those who were made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. We are a family. He is not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. He's not, and we are to call others our brothers and sisters too. The The next thing I have is that you are once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy across. So here's my cross. Ephesians 3:4-7. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs of having the hope of eternal life. We have received his mercy. He gives us not what our sin deserves. That's what mercy is. But he also gives us grace to enter eternal life with him. This gives us hope as we focus on the cross and what it means. It means that in his grace, he came to save us. He came to die for us and show us mercy. So, applications of who are you? Do you realize that the Lord picked you to be on his team? Do you need to work on any area where you think that you are rejected or not good enough? And let the Lord step in those areas to minister healing. Is there some physical feature that you don't like about yourself that you need God to show you that this is what makes you unique? For me, it was my freckles. I don't like my freckles. But the Lord has used my freckles. So I've grown to like my freckles more. But I'm not a big fan of my freckles. But it makes me unique. So I'm going to eventually get to where I like my freckles. Remind yourself you are good enough. You are loved. You can be free. You have purpose this week. Each and every day. Who are you? Are you walking in the authority God has called you? Is God calling you to sacrifice something for the good of other Christians? Who do you need to intercede for? What is blocking you from being united with other Christians? Do you pray for other Christians? What can you praise the Lord for? Spend time praising the Lord today, no matter if you are in the darkest times of your life or the happiest of times of your life. What darkness or sin is he calling you out of? Be willing with God's help to get rid of that darkness or sin that is in your life. How can you be light this week to others? Find ways to share God's love, compassion to others this week. Thank God for your salvation this week. Thank God for him calling you his child. Remember how he has shown you mercy. And if you have not received this mercy, salvation is yours. Accept it today. In conclusion, continue to rest of who you are. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
This is Pastor Todd again. Thank you for listening to the message today. I pray the Lord uses it to strengthen your walk with God. If you were blessed by this message and would like to support the ministry of The Gathering Place financially, I encourage you to use our online giving portal at tgpchicago.org. Once again, that is tgpchicago.org. Our portal uses PayPal's secure site, so none of your information is compromised. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the TGP podcast. God bless you, and have a great week.